Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, January 8th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. Our program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers so far. I started as a fashion model, then rock and roll singer, corporate consultant, adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's program. The year has just begun, and many of you have plans for the new year. Some of your dreams may seem impossible, but as you listen to today's show, I want you to remember what Muhammad Ali once said. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. We have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is Reduce the Excuses, Making It Happen in 2011. Our guest today is Marjorie Lee Freeman, the employment lady. She utilizes her military experience to offer real-world strategies to produce results. Marge's 18 years of training experience helps provide simple solutions to help you achieve your goals. Whether it's finding employment or getting the most out of your workday, Marjorie Lee Freeman understands the psychology of achieving employment opportunities and uses the same strategies to see results in every area of your life. Welcome, Marja.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad that you agreed to be our guest. One of the things that caused me to invite you to the show is that you have this six-step process for achieving any goal in life. I'd love for you to share that with our audience. What are these six steps? What is this process?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Yvonne, for having me, first of all. And the reason that I started to work on the six-step approach to achieving any goal in life is because a lot of times when I'm working with people in terms of finding jobs, the biggest issue and the biggest roadblock was always finding excuses for, I just don't have time to do my resume, or I've looked for a couple of months and I haven't had anything happen. And so every time there was a challenge, there always seemed to be a roadblock in terms of why one person would succeed very quickly and the other one would not. And as I've been watching the process, it wasn't just about employment. It literally is about every area of life. If you can find a reason to do something, then you will find a way to do it. Anything that we don't want to do, however, we tend to find a natural excuse. And so that's the reason the show became the topic of reducing your excuses. My motto in life is an excuse is a reason not to try. And just to give you a little background on my military experience, I was in the Army for almost 10 years, and I was stationed in a number of different places. But when we first started with our basic training, our military leaders would not allow us an excuse not to do something. And so when the task was, we've got to put a rucksack on and walk 10 miles, 90% of the group was like, absolutely not. But they would not allow us to fail, and that was what I determined is the only reason we were able to achieve any goal was because we were pushed in order to do it. And so my goal today, ladies and gentlemen, is to motivate you to take on new challenges this year. every year, I'm sure some of your listeners have found this, I'm going to ask you, how many of you have said this? I would love to exercise more, but I can't because. Go ahead and raise your hands. Those of you raising your hands, ooh, quite a few of you raising your hands on that one. Okay. How about this one? I'd love to spend more time with my family, but I just can't because. Any hands on that one? Any hands? Okay. How about I would love to pay off my student loans, but I can't because, and don't just say you don't have any money either. But the purpose is, the purpose is to understand what it is that is your obstacle. If exercise were important to you, then you would exercise. And the difference is this, Yvonne, you first have to need to do something in order to achieve it. Wanting to do something is not powerful enough to motivate you to action. See, I like to eat, but you need air. There's a difference. I don't mind eating because it's something that we need to do, but air is absolutely crucial to what we want. If you're going to achieve a goal, you have to need to do it. So considering someone looking at your health situation, if the doctor tells you that you need to lower your cholesterol or to improve your heart condition, because it is a critical area of your life, they will give you the tools that are necessary in order to achieve the goal. So it's important to need to do it rather than just to want to. And so that's just kind of the premise to kind of get me going and hopefully to get your listeners going in terms of achieving your goal. So let's give you this. The first step in our six-step process is I use the acronym of EXCUSE. So for those of you listening, grab a pen and a paper. And I'd like you to write the acronym in vertical format, EXCUSE, D-X-C-U-S-E. Now, I know the word examine starts with an E, but we're going to go with that anyway. So the first E is to set your expectations. Your expectations, however, need to be realistic expectations. Part of our goal and what we set an expectation is, oh, I want to lose weight in 3 weeks. It doesn't really matter what your program is. If you don't have a realistic program, it's not going to work. Some of us presume I can sit on the couch, be a couch potato, and do a couch potato diet and have unrealistic expectations. But the premise, too, that I use, Yvonne, is if you've ever seen the show called The Biggest Loser, has anybody ever seen that show? Okay.
Uh-huh.
First of all, there is a requirement for them to lose weight because if they don't, then their health is going to be in jeopardy. And they'll lose their family, they won't be able to, you know, those are the premises to get started. So what they do is every week they set a goal for them in order to lose weight. So that's where your expectations need to start with being realistic. The examine your part, which is examine, I know it starts with an E, but what happens if I don't do this? If I don't pay off my student loans, it will affect me financially for the rest of my life. If I don't spend more time with my family, they'll grow up and move on without you. So there has to be a reason powerful enough to motivate you to keep going. It has to be powerful enough to keep you moving because exercise, as we know, once we get tired, we get sore, we're out of breath, we just kind of start, you know, we don't feel like doing it anymore. But if you understand that it is more critical to succeed, that's what's going to push you. Now, the C in the word excuse is a coach. A coach is someone who has already achieved the goal that you have now set.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Does that make sense? A coach is someone who has already achieved what you're now trying to achieve because that person can literally walk you through every step that it took for them to be successful. And the other thing, too, Yvonne, I'd like to suggest to people is if one person was able to go through their doctorate in 4 years and it takes you 6 or 7, it doesn't mean it's all going to happen in the exact same process. And I think for a lot of us, that's a mental block that we go, well, it took me a lot more time than it took them. It really doesn't matter as long as you achieve your goal. So if you get with a group of people who are also trying to exercise, the group will help motivate you. A coach is one person who does one-on-one, but a group is a team mentality. And if you don't have a team mentality, it's going to be difficult to do. So the U in excuse is to use the team mentality. The mark of a great team is that they all work together. The mark of a great football team is that they're all going for the Super Bowl ring. So that's something that if you use the group mentality, well, I want the Super Bowl ring, but it's all about working together as a group. The S in the word excuse is to set daily goals. Set daily goals. So I'm going to throw the scenario out at your audience. Let's see, your family is coming in, let's say, for the weekend. And you got that spare bedroom that has been screaming at you, clean me up. I'm sure you've been there. And you just haven't had the motivation to do it. I don't have time. They're not coming. I love this one. They're not coming until later in the week, so I've got plenty of time to do it. Has anybody ever said that?
Well, sure. Lots of people do that. But I think now they'll probably snap out of it and get it done since the guests are arriving.
Yeah, but the hardest part, Yvonne, is what's going to make you snap into it? Because if you do it at the last minute, there's pressure. You're a little bit angry and irritated that you're doing it now. But if you do it on your terms, you're more likely to achieve the goal. So if you set a daily goal, let's say you don't want to clean up the entire room, but Monday you just vacuum. Tuesday, you change the linen. Wednesday, you look at cleaning at the closet, grabbing the towels and things that you're going to need for your guests. By Thursday...
Right, so you break it up into these bite-sized bits that you can quickly get done, and eventually, one day you look up and it's done.
And it's done, and that's the point. When you think of, I've got to clean this room, the reason we find excuses to Yvonne, I believe, is we look at the worst-case scenario.
It looks so big and impossible, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and it's time-consuming. That's another block. We don't like the idea of doing that. We think the same thing. If I exercise, it's going to be an hour a day. If I have to do this, it's going to... So we tend to look at the negative side as opposed to the reason that you needed to do it in the first place. So you don't have a team mentality, but if you do something, and I like to just start with this, start at 10 minutes a day. That's pretty reasonable, right? We blow 10 minutes a day watching the sitcom, right? So if you take the half an hour or the 10 minutes that starts with a sitcom, for me, I like to turn off television, but if I have on my favorite music, I can work for about an hour, 2 hours or longer. But just to start with 10 minutes. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to work on it.
So what I'm hearing you say here is that you need to use something that is enjoyable to you anyway as a little timer. You know, whether it's listening to music or your favorite show when it's on commercials or whatever, use that as a little timer to say, I'm just going to do it as long as this commercial's on.
Exactly.
And those are little bite-sized chunks where you're chipping away at this huge task that needs to get done, whether it's losing weight or whatever it is.
Exactly. Because what we're doing, let's say if you're cooking, you're not always in the kitchen. And I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about it, but but if you're making a meal, sometimes in between while things are really heating up in the kitchen, you might be in the living room anyway, catching a bit of a show or something like that. And when you look up, you've already finished cooking.
Yeah. So the get started and make sure that you just do it. Otherwise, it'll be there next January waiting for you anyway, right?
That's right, exactly. Because whatever it is that you need to do, Yvonne, you'll still need to do if you don't do it. The taxes are due, everyone knows, in April. Okay, so even if you decide not to do it, you still have to do it anyway. I mean, at some point, it will need to be done. If not, you'll probably be in jail, and I don't visit people in jail. But the point is that if you need to do it, set a date in which to get started. Because without a date, we procrastinate. And I'm going to say that again. Without a date, we procrastinate. You know that you're getting married on August the 30th. Nothing's going to keep you from that altar. Sisters, can I get an amen on that? Sisters, can I get an amen? You're not going to procrastinate.
Amen. So what is the E? That was the S, right? What is the E?
The E is to eliminate your excuses. One by one. If the reason is I'm too tired, then you do it when you're not tired. If morning is the best time for you to exercise because you've got your energy, then you do it then. Step by step, you eliminate every reason why you don't want to do it. And I'll give you an example personally for me. I have been talking about writing a book, and I see, Yvonne, you've already done that. You've written several books, and something pushed you in order to do it. So I have been saying I was going to do it for a little while, And then I use the exact same process for myself. You need to stop doing excuses. I started doing it 10 minutes a day, and it is ready to go to print.
So oh, fantastic.
Yes. So,
congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you. Just be looking for me in the bookstores, hopefully alongside you.
Okay, so that's the six-step process for achieving any goal in life. But how does a person get past the procrastination monster? Because that all sounds well and good, and maybe I'm going, yeah, these six steps sounds doable, and I put off the six steps. I procrastinate anyway.
Yeah. Okay, she said I'll do that later. Okay, so the first thing to do is to look at a calendar, and I like to say, I'm going to get started on this day. You have to write your goals down. And I prefer, I always suggest to people, put it on a calendar. Don't just write it on a sheet of paper because we'll lose the sheet of paper. It'll get balled up underneath 14 other things on your desk. Get a little sticky note or something, but you have to put it literally on a calendar that you can see. Because if it's not visible, we would forget it all the time. And people have also said about...
I have a great technique for that.
Please.
Which is make it an appointment on your Outlook calendar, and then you're gonna start off your computer to work, whether you're working for yourself or someone else. And so the day that you set as your start day or whatever plan you have to get to stop procrastinating, that's gonna pop up as an appointment.
See, I've never done it that way. I'm kind of a writer. I carry my day planner. It is like my pacifier. I sleep with it next to me, no kidding. But for those of you, that's a fantastic idea. And the other thing I recommend people to do is to do achieve a goal, ready for this, once every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks.
Give myself a piece of chocolate or something?
Yes. Exactly. We tend to go 6 months out. Well, by the time the 30 days is over, you've forgotten that one. Even 30 days is too long for procrastinators, right? So you just start with 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you need to set a goal for yourself. And as 1 month has passed, you've already knocked down 2 weeks of things that you've already completed.
Wonderful. I like it.
Doesn't that make sense?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like you said, chopping down a mountain, but you don't have to do it all today. Most of our mentality is all or nothing. If I don't clean out my entire garage today, I'll never do it. And that also is...
I've got to tell you.
Started.
That reminds me of... that example reminds me of my favorite store, Costco, because I buy things from Costco all the time, and they only sell in bulk. And sometimes I'll pick up something I use and I'll go, I'm never going to get through this. I'll never make it through this stuff. And I just use it little bits at a time as I'm going through life, you know, whether I'm eating or using it for cooking. And then one day I reach for this big giant thing and it's almost empty. And I realize, wow, just using those little bits over 6 months or whatever time it is, gets done, and it's the same thing. If you chip away at whatever that goal is,
and we've all heard this, then you look and it's done. Yeah, the only way to run a marathon is a step at a time.
Exactly.
So, what I'm going to challenge your listeners to do now, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you right now, every listener, close your eyes. Okay, this is your task. Is to set for yourself two goals, just two. Because if you write down five, again, it's just too overwhelming for the mind. You just set out two goals for yourself. Let's say it is to write a book. Let's presume it is to spend more time with your family. Whatever your goal is, start with two. And now you're actually going to create a strategic plan in order to achieve the goal. I can remember spending time with my family was always about having a game night. We would pull out our favorite game. Some of you may remember Operations was one, Parcheesi was another one. But it was a lot of fun because it was family time that was already scheduled. So we were excited about it. We were telling our friends about it. We had popcorn and chips. We literally turned off the television because you can't have family time if you've got TV time going, right? So literally,
yeah, that would help.
But you can remember that probably growing up, we actually had family time. Now, usually it was at dinner time, but we literally scheduled a day where we could just hang out and have fun. And it really was. And people go, I don't like my family. That's fine. Not every member of your family. But even if it's a relative or your son or your daughter, schedule a date night with your daughter. For the gentleman that might be listening, schedule a date night with your daughter. That will be so special to her because you made a specific date for her and just for her. And everybody, I can tell you, growing up can always remember the one time and the most powerful time they spent with their parents was usually one-on-one. So those are just some strategies, but to write down at least two goals, and don't set them for a year goal. That's just too far away. Do every 3 months. So you're going to do 2 weeks, and at the end of 1 month, you'll have achieved one goal. The second month, you'll achieve another one. And the third month, you'll achieve another one.
Oh, I like
it. Okay?
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. Very simple, but we have to do it in order to get it done. That's the point.
Absolutely. So what if my goal is to get employed in 2011? Because a lot of people today, they're having a hard time finding work. So what would you recommend for somebody who wants to get employed? You're the employment lady.
Yes. Thank you very much, Yvonne. One of the things that I find is, remember I told you about the excuse mechanism. And I gave you the expectations, which were unrealistic. Because if you had found a job 9 years ago and it took you 2 months to do it, our expectation is it should still take me 2 months to do it.
2 months, yeah.
Right, and because if I got a job quickly, I'm expecting I should be able to do it. Now, people go, well, no, I don't think it's realistic, but most of us are not prepared, Yvonne. We are not prepared for it taking 6 to 9 months. So when the expectations aren't realistic, you have to do it a step at a time. You have to examine the field, and when I have the C for coach, joining a networking group and an employment group. They are around the country, and employment groups are so powerful is because, here's the key, ladies and gentlemen, you're not looking for a job by yourself.
Wow, that's a great idea. Another
you're
great
not,
idea.
Yeah, because everybody in there is looking for a job, but now if you know I'm a professional speaker, somebody in that group out of 12 people can say, you know what, my nephew is having a program for the X, Y, or Z Foundation. Would you be a speaker?
Mm-hmm.
So join a job club or a networking club, and I suggest this. If you don't have a job or a position, you don't have anything else to do but to join those clubs. Hello? I mean, sitting at home going, nobody's called me or emailed me yet. That's a big one. The next one I'm going to recommend, like I said, about setting daily goals, the other thing that we haven't done or mastered yet is to follow up then, to follow up with the people that we've already sent resumes and emails and stuff like that too. So we send it and we go, nobody's called me back. Well, did you follow up? You should set some time in the day to simply go back to those emails, the resumes, the jobs that you've applied for, and do a follow-up.
Absolutely.
Contact them again. And so for every excuse that you can find, you can also find a solution.
Or maybe you can go get retrained or
absolutely
start a new profession or something. If that one's not working, try something else.
Right, because we tend to naturally go back to what we've always been doing and expecting the exact same result. So, again, it's also thinking outside of the box. Everything is not going to be as easy as we believe it will, and that's another reason that we pull on excuses is because it's not going to work. I mean, ask anybody. You've been in a club, you've been in a group, you've been on a board, and somebody would throw out a suggestion, and there's always the one person in the group going, well, we tried that one time in 1984, and we didn't get any results. So the rest of the group goes, yeah, you're right. You're right. As opposed
right.
To
well, there's naysayers everywhere. That's why you have to believe in yourself. Now, we have 5 minutes remaining in the show, and I have a couple of questions for you. Do
okay.
you have a title for your book yet?
I do. It is called
what?
Career Building,
yeah.
How to Stand Out, Get Ahead, Get Noticed, and Get Paid.
Wonderful. And do you have a date when the book will be available so our listeners can get ready?
April 30th, 2011.
April 30th, 2011. Put a pushpin in the calendar, folks, and I'll make sure that you get Marge's information, which is, what's your website?
It is called www.theemploymentlady.com.
www.theemploymentlady.com. That makes it very, very easy to remember.
Exactly.
And you will have the book on the site.
On the site. Career Building, How to Stand Out, Get Ahead, Get Noticed, and Get Paid.
And get paid. That's the most important part. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for being on the show today. Thank you for the wonderful interview and for those exciting six-step process and how to achieve any goal in life that you shared with us.
Fantastic.
I'd like to thank all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Our next show will feature an expert on membership sites, the way to share content, create lasting relationships, and build community. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I will see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with these words of Bertrand Russell. The secret to happiness is this: let your interests be as wide as possible, and let your reactions to things and persons that interest you be as far as possible. Make it friendly rather than hostile. Believe me, that will help you to find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. Remember to tune in for our show on membership sites next month. In the meantime, visit me online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to share what other topics you would like to hear on the show. I'd like to thank my guest, Marjorie Lee Freeman, once again, for being on the show. And do you have any last word that you'd like to say before we go, Marja?
Yes, absolutely. I also think it's important, Yvonne, for your listeners to actually track their progress, because I think that's going to be important. And I would also challenge you, if you would, and as you're hearing this, please contact Yvonne, contact myself. I'd love to hear the progress that you've made and how you're coming with your challenges and hear about your successes as well, because success is a catalyst to change.
Thank you very much, Marja. And thanks to everyone. Tune in next month. And until then, find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.